This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We have in here in studio, like we do every Tuesday, Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, how's it going?
Going good. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good for a Tuesday. Well, what's been going on over at the Sheriff's Office in Escambia County over the last week?
Actually, we had quite a bit. School's about to start, so we first kind of want to make sure I mention that. So everyone that's driving their cars, in a day or so, was it starting tomorrow, I think, or maybe next day?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. Yeah.
So but tomorrow at this time, you're going to have kids running around. They're going to be excited. They're not going to know where their bus stop is, so we're just asking everyone to please be cognizant of that. Along those lines, we graduated seven or eight guardians, myself and Superintendent Keith Leonard, did a little ceremony with their graduation from the guardian training program, and they will be assigned to various schools within Escambia County. Other than that, we had made an arrest, and we had a homicide a couple of days ago at the Quality Inn. I don't know if you recall, but there was an individual found with a single gunshot wound in a hallway of the Quality Inn on Pensacola Boulevard. Wire detectives have been on it. They pieced together some video footage, and they ultimately found out who the killer was. In fact, we saw him enter the video. Actually, we saw a video where he entered the hallway of the Quality Inn about 2 minutes. He was in there about 2 minutes, and he walked out with, it looked like, in one hand a gun, and in the other hand he had, we think it was a gun, and on the other hand was a gold chain wrapped around his hand. Well, the victim had his shirt torn, and it looked like he had had a chain snatched from around his neck. In fact, his uncle had said, "Hey, I gave him a chain. He always wore it." And obviously, he didn't have that chain then. So we were able to make that arrest with that individual on a homicide. So we've been kind of busy. And you know, the one thing I want to tell you is you recall the emergency landing on Interstate, right? Yeah. Everyone's making a big deal about it, and we did too.
Did you ticket her?
We did not ticket her. In fact, I gave her what we call a sheriff's award because of her calm demeanor. You know, because she could have panicked. Right. She did not. She could have crashed her airplane and obviously risked her life and her student's life. But also, I mean, we have to take note of the fact that there were a lot of cars on the interstate, mm-hmm. and she didn't hit any of those cars. She was able to land it. She went underneath the gantry.
Yeah, that was wild.
Which is pretty cool. So we were able to give her I gave her a sheriff's medal in recognition of that.
Very good. Yeah. I heard popped up finally on my social media, her talking with air traffic control and just how calm she was absolutely insane. And just to think a 21-year-old in that situation who, you know, teaching someone on their first flight, you know, is crazy for that to happen.
So, yeah, you know, she's like, we have emergency here, and then it's okay, we're going to clear you like a runway type thing. And she's, nope, not going to make it. I'm going to go on the interstate. Right, yeah. And she did. So she did a really good job. A couple days ago, we got a call, Senator Ashley Moody on Purple Heart Day. Mm-hmm. It was a day that we remember those who were injured in service of our country and were awarded the Purple Heart. So on the 7th, we were able to – originally, we were supposed to be joined by the senator, and it was her event. And we said, yeah, well, you could host it here, and we'll be glad to honor our service members. But she was recalled, or she was stuck in Washington, D.C. So she, she was video screened in, and then we were able to go ahead and do that. So we ended up honoring, four individuals for their sacrifice. And it was really a great opportunity for all of us to say thank you to those who have paid that deep a price. So it was a good day.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so important to honor those that have, you know, made such a sacrifice for all of us, really, and so that's good that y'all are able to be a part of that and still have the senator be a participant, even though she couldn't be here.
Right. So. Yeah, it was a pretty good deal. We did have a homicide or a shooting death on Harve Way again 3 days ago. We had that, and we're still piecing it together, but we're also investigating as if it's a potentially a stand your ground or a self-defense type of a thing. So we have not made an arrest. We do know everyone was involved. We obviously know the victim, and we know the suspect as well, or the individual that actually fired the weapon. And we're going through that. We're working with the state attorney's office on that. And at this point, where it's unclear whether we will be making an arrest on that particular case or not.
All right. Good stuff. Well, let's get real quick. Traffic on the fives and some commercials, and we'll be back with Sheriff Chip Simmons.
All right. Thank you so much. It's 7:45. Taking a look at our roads. The one accident that we are watching right now, of course, is on Avalon Boulevard. And thank you so much for texting that. And you can always text 437-1620. But it looks pretty awful. You have to pass one car and get in the right lane to pass another car. And it looks like a... And this is north, right near where the old golf course was, where the Moors was. And it is southbound on Avalon, just north of I-10. 437-1620, see that accident or slowdown? And we'll be right back with Sheriff Chip Simmons.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I will appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but... as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh. Well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." "We thought about it a day later. Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles, and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier, and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're caught in a trap.
This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. We have Sheriff Chip Simmons in studio with us as he comes in every Tuesday, and we were just talking a little bit about what's going on with the sheriff's office and some of the things they've been working on, and wanted to let you kind of continue that. And then also, as we get ready for going back to school tomorrow, you know, what parents should be on the lookout for, what non-parents who are just driving to work on a normal day should be on the lookout for as well, that it's going to be a big change with kids waiting on the bus and all that good stuff.
Well, I do want to go over briefly about the school, the rules on school buses and, and when their stop arm is out. But first, I want to tell you, I did a video basically just saying how thankful I am for the men and women that are still willing to do the work of a law enforcement officer. We had assisted Okaloosa County on Saturday morning with a warrant service, and we had a machine we call the Rook. It's a tactical machine. It's basically a Caterpillar skid steer type machine, but it's ballistic in nature and has a ballistic window on it. That doesn't mean we want to get shot at. But however, an individual came out with, not sure about the gun, but it was a long rifle, and fired over 30 times, striking our Rook over 30 times. One, if you look at the video, was like right in the middle, like basically in the middle of the windshield. Mm. One took out the camera on it, but there's all you can see where there's indentions throughout the Rook. And I'm just so glad that Jeremy Jarman was the deputy that was inside there. He volunteered to go help Okaloosa County, and obviously we gave him the permission to do so. And again, no deputies were injured. So I just want people to, again, just realize the work that the men and women of the sheriff's office do. And specifically, even though there was a ballistic machine itself, it doesn't mean it's any fun sitting in that car being struck, or in that machine being struck over 30 times, not knowing if that second round is going to go right. You know,
right.
But obviously, ultimately compromise the window. So, anyways, that's all. I wanted to kind of make sure that people understood how proud I am of the men and women of the sheriff's office. Mm. And as I was mentioned, school is starting, as we talked about, and I actually had a conversation with our school resource officers, and I want to make sure, and I've done this before, but I want to make sure they understood our philosophy with regards to a potential officer, an active shooter type situation at a school. And I told them that my expectation is that you will do what you can to go to the threat. We don't wait. We don't do what some of the deputies did or officers did down in Parkland or Uvalde. We don't wait for anything. We do what we can to get to the threat. We're not hunkering in place. We're not waiting for backup. We're going to the threat, even if we have to drive our car through the door to get inside. We're gonna stop someone from injuring our children. So I want to make sure I reiterated that stance to our school resource officers and obviously to the deputies who be out on the street that may well respond as well. In fact, I got a call from the sheriff over in, I think it was Bay County. They had two swatting incidents, and as your listeners may not be aware, swatting is where you pretend like there's a SWAT type situation. You pretend like there's a hostage situation. You pretend like there's an active shooter. And you call in and tell our dispatcher that that's the situation. And the hope there, as terrible as it is that there will be panic and that within the school or the location. And that it would elicit a SWAT response from law enforcement. And so we let our people know that, and hopefully no one does something stupid like that. But it did happen twice because Bay County, I guess, started their school yesterday.
Yeah.
So it is something that we deal with, not just when school starts, but it's something we deal with on occasion.
Yeah, and it's scary that that's like kind of where those threats have gone to now. And I can remember it really felt like it started when I was at Ferry Pass Middle School and on into high school at Washington, but it was always bomb threats was the constant thing that we were battling, and they'd shut school down, check everything, but it's certainly upgraded or, you know, evolved over the years since then. And but it's, you know, I know y'all are on top of it and constantly monitoring social media and all that stuff for threats.
Exactly, yeah. And we will certainly charge you if we can determine who did it. Sometimes they spoof the numbers and all that stuff, but we work with our federal partners, and sometimes we can catch them. But I do want to mention the school buses, because a lot of the questions throughout the year about when do I have to stop on a school bus. Well, the bottom line is, if you see that stop sign and it's pulled out there, you know, if you see kids around, you need to stop. So all drivers in all directions, whether you're behind the bus or if you're, you know, coming from the opposite direction of the bus, you have got to stop. Even on a highway that's divided by a paved median, you must still stop. The only time you don't have to stop, just to be clear, is whenever it's a raised barrier or it's unpaved of at least 5 feet wide. So, like going on, I guess it would be 29, mm-hmm. or 29, they have like an unpaved or grass median. You don't have to stop in that situation. But, if you see a bus with its lights on and a stop sign, you certainly should slow down just in case there's a child that's late for the bus. But by law, you have to stop if it's paved. You have to, but you do not have to necessarily stop opposing traffic, disowning opposing traffic.
Right.
You do not have to stop if it is unpaved or if it's like a grass median that's over 5 feet wide.
That's like the random question I remember from my driver's license test. That fact right there. I don't know why, but anyway, speaking of school buses and vehicles, Candy, go get traffic on the 5.
Sure, and we're just watching this one accident in Milton. It's southbound on Avalon, right across from the Moores Golf Course, north of McDonald's and north, of course, of I-10, and it's backed up quite a ways. Use caution there, and wherever you are, 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown. Candy with traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much. I'm Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3. We got Sheriff Chip Simmons in the studio, like we do every Tuesday on the show. And thanks for all that y'all do to keep everybody in this county safe, and all the hard work and, truly the sacrifice that all the men and women make at the sheriff's office, going to work every single day and never know what they're going to be facing that day while they're out there on the streets trying to keep us safe.
I appreciate it. I tell people all the time, we've never been more capable as a law enforcement agency than we are today. Technology, manpower, and obviously the support of the other community. So we really appreciate it, and I'm very proud to be the sheriff.
Do you guys still have I did the city police class, and I did it with you, mm-hmm. and Tommy and Andy, and I know we do that with the county as well. Did you guys just have one, or
we started it last Thursday, and we'll have our second session on this coming up Thursday.
Oh, wonderful. And that's something you can visit the website on and find out when the next one is.
Yeah, they fill
those
up pretty
fantastic.
Quickly. Yeah, they fill up pretty quickly, but this is already filled up, and we already started this one. But right. Yes. We'll
yeah, our boss Kevin's in it. Yeah. You should arrest him. You know how you tase people? And you're like, hey,
we tase
happens.
Bad guys.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just kidding. He listens. Thank you for doing that.
And real quick, too, I know you started the Sheriff's Foundation. I didn't know if there was anything going on with the foundation or how people can find out more about the foundation and how they could support it if they wanted to.
Right. The Sheriff Foundation is a nonprofit. It's separate from the Sheriff's Office, but it's designed to assist the Sheriff's Office in our engagement and also with employee assistance, that where their employees that might be suffering hardship, they can provide monetary assistance to them. So yes, they have their own website, Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. Take a look at that, and they kind of help us with. Well, actually, they fund the Blazer Academy, they fund the movie night, they fund our Dream Big program. They fund a lot of different things so that we don't use taxpayer dollars. We don't use general fund dollars for that. Right now, because school's about to start and because we're doing our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy that we were just talking about, that we're kind of concentrating on that because they're very much a part of that as well.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in, and I hope you have a good rest of the week. And again, thanks for all of the men and women over at the Sheriff's Office do here in Escambia County.
You bet. Y'all take care.
All right. Thanks.